"Yes, the ghost is late," said Firmin Richard. "It's not a bad house," said Moncharmin, "for a house with a curse on it." Monsieur Richard smiled and pointed to a fat, rather vulgar woman, dressed in black, sitting in a stall in the middle of the auditorium, with a man in a broadcloth frock coat on either side of her. "Who on earth are those?" asked Moncharmin. "Those, my dear fellow, are my concierge, her husband, and her brother." "Did you give them their tickets?"
"I did. My concierge had never been to the opera. This is the first time. And as she is now going to come every night, I wanted her to have a good seat before spending her time showing other people to theirs."
Moncharmin asked what he meant, and Richard answered that he had persuaded his concierge, in whom he had the greatest confidence, to come and take Mame Giry's place. Yes, he would like to see if, with that woman instead of the old lunatic, Box 5 would continue to astonish the natives.
"By the way," said Moncharmin, "you know that Mother Giry is going to lodge a complaint against you."
"With whom? The ghost?"
The ghost. Moncharmin had almost forgotten him. However, that mysterious person did nothing to bring himself to the memory of the managers, and they were just saying so to each other for the second time when the door of the box suddenly opened to admit the startled stage manager.
"What's the matter?" they both asked, amazed at seeing him there at such a time.
"It seems there's a plot got up by Christine Daae's friends against Carlotta. Carlotta's furious."
"What on earth?" said Richard, knitting his brows.
But the curtain rose on the kermesse scene, and Richard made a sign to the stage manager to go away. When the two were alone again, Moncharmin leaned over to Richard.
"Then Daae has friends?" he asked.
"Yes, she has."
"Whom?"
Richard glanced across at a box on the grand tier containing no one but two men.
"The Comte de Chagny?"
"Yes, he spoke to me in her favor with such warmth that, if I had not known him to be Sorelli's friend..."
"Really, really," said Moncharmin.
"And who is that pale young man beside him?"
"That's his brother, the Viscount."
"He ought to be in his bed. He looks ill."
The stage rang with gay song. "Red or white liquor, coarse or fine, what can it matter, so we have wine?" Students, citizens, soldiers, girls, and matrons whirled lightheartedly before the inn with the figure of Bacchus for a sign. Siebel made her entrance. Christine Daae looked charming in her boy's clothes, and Carlotta's partisans expected to hear her greeted with an ovation which would have enlightened them as to the intentions of her friends. But nothing happened.
This book is continued on Disc 3.